Well, it's kind of hard to ignore the heaviness of this night, that significance of this night. It's just a few hours before Jesus is arrested. It's less than a day before he's crucified. He and his 12 disciples are getting ready to celebrate the Passover, which we heard in that first reading. A heavy remembrance. Jesus knows what's next for him, but the disciples really don't have a clue. They were actually just arguing. They were arguing over which of them is the greatest. Interesting that they are just merely hours away from all of them either betraying or denying, all of them fleeing for their lives while Jesus is being led to be crucified. Greatness is a long way off for the disciples. Jesus had heard their argument. What went through his mind as he thought about those things? Here he had been teaching them for 3 years, sharing the very heart and soul of who we are as people, who we are as God's children. They shared many intense moments, many God moments. Jesus was about to leave them, and he knew that. Leave them the responsibility of carrying his message, carrying out his mission and ministry in the world. Then here they are, fighting over, arguing over who's the greatest, who's the most important. Jesus knew his time with them was coming to an end, that whatever time he had left was precious time. So what does he do to try to sear the heart of his message into the very essence of who his disciples are? What does he do? He grabs a towel and he wraps it around his waist. No doubt the disciples were shocked by that. It was customary that every home had a basin of water and a towel so that guests, anyone who came in, could have their feet washed. The disciples didn't understand a lot of the things that Jesus said and did, but they knew that Jesus was their rabbi and teacher. The only one that would wash the feet of someone else was someone who had lesser status. So in that household, in that gathering of the disciples, the one of lesser status would have been the one to wash everyone's feet. There was no way that Jesus was the one who was supposed to pick up that towel and begin washing feet. That night, every one of the disciples passed by that towel as they walked into that room. Not one of them wanted to be the one of lesser status. They wanted to be great. They wanted to be important. They were still vying and jockeying for positions of power when Jesus came into his kingdom, when he began to rule Jerusalem as king. To stop and grab that towel would have been admitting that they weren't quite as important as the others. Who wanted to do that? Jesus kind of messed with them. He messed with their heads. He messed with their hearts. He messed with their ideas of who he was as a king. He messed with their pride. In that moment of reaching out and picking up that towel. What was going through the minds of the disciples at that point? Like I said, perhaps they were shocked. Were they embarrassed? Were they ashamed? Were they curious? Peter's the only one who protested. "No, Lord, you will never wash my feet." And when Jesus was done, he asked them, "Do you understand? Do you understand what I have done for you?" You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, because that is what I am. So if I, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Very truly, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Jesus reminds them that in the kingdom of God, the way to be great is to be a servant. He does not give any of those disciples a title of power or prestige. Instead, in essence, he gives each one of them a towel to serve. What a weighty towel that is. I mean, just think about it. How many times have you or I seen a need and we, just like those disciples, have walked on by? We've not done anything about it. Maybe because it would be an inconvenience. Maybe it would just take too long. Maybe it's too complicated. Maybe it would cost too much. Maybe we'd just rather be doing something else. But Jesus reminds his disciples, and he reminds us, if you do these things, if you serve others, you are blessed. You are blessed. Serving others is a blessing. And to make that clear, Jesus gives a new commandment. A commandment for the disciples, a commandment for us. He says, love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this love, everyone will know that you are my disciples because of your love. In those last hours of Jesus' life, he serves his friends. He washes their feet, and he reminds them to love one another. As I have loved the poor, as I have loved the hungry, as I have loved the outcast, as I have loved you, you are to love one another. And he asks them, do you know what I have done to you? Do we know? Do we know what Jesus has done to us, for us? Do we know? We gather tonight to remember, because we do know. We do know. We learned it as children. I think the first song, the first thing I learned about God was that Jesus loves me. You know the song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Even though the disciples didn't know how the story was going to go, we know. We know. We know the story. The Bible tells us how much Jesus loves us. We know the truth, that the love of Christ is not shattered by betrayal. It's not stopped by hatred. We know that it's not silenced by violence, that it's not destroyed by death. We know that the one who was God, the one who the Father gave all things into his hands, this one, the Christ, gave up his power to empower us. To empower us to love fully, without fear. To serve lovingly and to live and be his disciples. We know that our time on this earth is also limited. It's precious. None of us has forever. So we gather on this most significant night. And Jesus reminds us of who we are and how we are to live our lives. To remember that he hasn't given any of us a title of prestige or power, but he has instead passed on the towel to each and every one of us. He calls us to lives of service. To remember him as we reach out in love to one another. Amen.